Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us. It is our Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and we are going to be using, ta-da, Rebel cards, which we do on Fridays. We're having a little bit of technical problems here. Nothing major. Anyway, we're glad to have you with us. I hope to give you a reading this evening if you call in. And we will also look to those who are watching on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we will often turn to bookers in order to get a question from them if we have a lull in the phone calls. So we are live streaming on Facebook. We are also on Blog Talk Radio at this moment. So please, come on, join us. Come on. Love to have you with us. Now, I want to make sure everybody's aware we're using only ordinary playing cards. We are not using tarot. This is not oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. I respect them all, but I've only focused on personal prophecy, and that's what we will stay focused on for the shows. So when you call in, Jim in a moment is going to give you some information on how to make your call terrific. And I want you to be aware that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of your, you know, calls, your questions. So, and it's important to know that I'm not just looking for your answer to your question, which of course I will be, but I'm also looking for any additional information in the intuitive sense that you might really appreciate knowing. So that will also include others who impact your life in the sense of friendship, love, relationships as in family, friends, coworkers, even your children can come through. So it can be very interesting and rewarding experience. So I am now going to hand this over to Mr. Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind our folks, blog talkers and or Facebookers, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out. Like, Rachel is from the land down under, is she not?
Rachel, right? Yes, she is.
That's all I see so far. Make your presence known if you're international, especially. We have a lot of regulars here. They are very welcome, too. We just give the international shout-outs, that's all.
Just because it's the middle of the night, usually.
Middle of something or somewhere else, and they're watching a bunch of crazy American dumbasses. So.
But we love them all. We
all right.
Really do.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Everything's working great. I listened in. When you call in, you'll be told you're on hold, and you can listen to the show while you wait, and that is indeed what would happen. You hear nothing, something went wrong, call back. Very simple. Silence is not good in this case. Facebookers, Deb already mentioned that we do try to make some time for you. Can't promise you when and where, and you can't call in early. We don't have a nice live hold queue system. Facebook does not, Messenger. When we will open the floor, we will prefer that you do an audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We take the chat, the type if we can, but if you got Facebook, you have Messenger. Use it, please. It's a much better experience. but only when we announce it. Let's see. Also, I had to use her computer because my Facebook account likes to not randomly show people. So I'm using her computer. I can actually see everybody when they type something, but I don't have all the sounds and stuff 100% the same. So you're going to hear this tonight.
What the heck is that? That's a rebel yell?
No, we don't have a rebel yell on here.
Oh, no.
That's supposed to be harps, Deb.
It's not. It is.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to default to something else. You're weird sounds.
Yeah, it's not working.
Son of a bitch. No one's going to pull this off at the last minute. I know one problem, too, is, but it doesn't concern anybody here. I will just go, yee-haw, my own. I'll make my own damn rebel yell. When you hear that, that means the reading with Deborah is done. Free. It ends. It has to end. It ends in a timely manner so we can do other people. When I go, yee-haw, it doesn't mean, oh, that's Jim saying ask more questions. No, that's a load of crap. That means it got to move on. It is time. We have to put a time frame in there. But I'm going to give you a rebel card reading tonight. I will ask you if you feel like you're a baby, a little baby, whiny baby, or if you could take it. Or can I read you what I actually pull, or do you need me to find something that's got a little sugar in it? That's all I'll ask you.
That's better than saying you're being a whiny.
Well, that is whiny baby. It's Friday night, the rebel cards. And if a card says, you know what, you're a crybaby, shut up, or something like that, it's a card. You got to live with it. It's okay. It's a lot of it's half of it's humor, and a lot of it's still kind of true. Sometimes we do whine a little more than we should. We're humans, you know, right?
Whatever you say.
Well, you can pick up the newspaper and read about a lot of people's lives that they would trade with you in a heartbeat out there. We think that ours is crushing and devastating and horrible, maybe in our own eyes, but there's a lot of people out there that said, you got it great. So that's all I'm saying. But just a good shame about that. Let's see here. Indeed, I think I have done all the dunning that is done the done. So let's take
Hello?
Our first caller. 216 area code. I believe it is Ohio. Yes. 216.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us?
It's Sharon. Hi.
Hi. And you are?
Sharon from Ohio?
Yes.
It's Sharon. Hi.
Oh,
welcome
hi,
back.
Sharon.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Sharon from Ohio.
Yes, we know you. Oh, yes, we know
who you are. Well,
wait. Okay, I didn't know her. Well, I have I have an unusual question for you.
Well, we are unusual people.
Oh, yes, indeed. Go ahead and get us. Let it fly.
My voice is like vibrating. That's why I'm kind of quiet. It keeps repeating. Okay, so last night I was so exhausted.
My voice is like vibrating. That's why I'm kind of quiet. It keeps.
Do you hear my
repeating.
Voice?
Okay, well, so, last night I was so exhausted.
When I talk, it repeats what I'm saying.
Oh my god. No.
You're kind of cutting out a little bit.
When I talk, it repeats what I'm saying.
And your cell phone, I hate when they do that.
I know.
It's
echo.
It's a weird cell phone thing that happens sometimes, yeah. And it's the most horrible thing ever. It distracts you from talking. I got you. Yep.
It's not doing
it. All right, try to
see if you can zone it out.
Yeah.
It's real tough, though.
I know.
But anyhow, so I fell asleep, crashed, and what happened was I woke up.
It's you.
It was 11:11.
If you would like to hang up and call right back,
I've got some orange juice. Gave my little dog a treat for bed because I fell asleep.
And
I woke back up at
11:11.
Isn't that weird? What messages am I supposed to be getting?
Those are angel numbers.
Well, all of them?
Yeah, they're letting you know that they are with you. Huh. My son gets them all the time.
What are the Satan numbers? It's not just...
I don't know if there are angels.
You can't have 2 6
But I just
time,
know
right?
You had a specific message for me.
I really don't know.
No,
I know
you
got so nervous when you said I was going to get injured. I can't figure myself. I keep asking them to please protect me. I know.
I know you got me so nervous when you said I was going to get injured. I'm going to injure myself.
Oh.
I keep asking them to please protect me. I know.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, at the start of your reading, I have some people that say, I don't want to hear anything bad. And I don't judge them for that. If they don't want to hear anything negative, I make sure that I don't express anything negative. Okay, because I don't want people to get all worried. Just because there's potential does not mean it's going to happen. But if you go to, say, Google and you put in 11 o'clock at 11 minutes after, it will tell you. And 1 minute, it'll give you. I'm asking the cards if there's a special significance for you.
Okay.
And I really think if you've been praying and manifesting.
I didn't get
all of what you were saying.
I know nothing. International shout out to Kirsty in the UK. Welcome.
I didn't know if there was any specific messages with those. I'll tell you, that
little accident is out of your cards.
Oh, that's good to know.
So it would have happened already.
That's good to know.
I love your honesty. I would be calling back.
Anything?
Well, one thing is I'm seeing that they are a couple.
I love your honesty. Don't even take me. I wouldn't be calling back.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. So what I'm seeing, what I'm envisioning right now as I'm looking at your cards is that you have angels gathered all around. You've summoned them with your prayers and all. And there's a few that are like stroking your arms and shoulders. And what they want you to do is try not to get so angry, like at work. Don't let things really agitate you too much. They don't like when that happens to you. Okay, they like when you're in a nice, calm state of mind. And it's easy to say that, I know, and hard to do. But, they would really, they try to calm you. If you ever hear music playing or voices singing and you cannot see where it's coming from them, the angels that are around you. Yeah.
I'm trying not to talk because it'll repeat it back to me.
And some people think it's really creepy. But would you think it's creepy if you heard singing lightly in your ears?
I don't think I'd like that.
No.
No, I would like
it'll
that.
Repeat it back to me.
Nothing really faces me. Nothing faces me.
Crazy. It's just the start, you know.
You have a very nice spring and summer coming to you.
Spring.
Yes, I'm looking ahead.
Nothing really faces me.
I'm sorry.
Nothing faces me.
Yeah. Well, I really think that you can be very expectant and look toward the future because you've got we'll call it romantic attraction. But of course, you know, most attraction does begin on a physical level.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
It's the way we are.
We like to just shag him.
I'm
just kidding.
And I see that you're going to attend a lot of summertime events coming up. So just saying, if there's things you wanted to do,
you'd have to just shag him. I'm just kidding.
Well, hey, never hurts. You know, sometimes we just need some good sexercise. Yeah.
I know.
That's right. Yep. Jump him, get what you need and want, and then say, that's the door. See ya.
Yeehaw. Yeah, but it's time.
All right. Give it.
It is time. Yeah. We are shifting.
I can talk much because everything I say, it repeats back to me. I don't know what's wrong with the phone.
I listened to your reading.
I was not upset by what you told me about earning my. I love your honesty. I like the gut truth. That's the way I am, okay?
Because everything I say, it repeats back to me. I don't know what's wrong with the phone.
That happens.
I loved your reading. I was not upset by what you told me about earning your money. I love your honesty. I like the gut truth. That's
me
the way
too.
I am, okay?
Well, then she'd probably want an unvarnished.
All right, well, then you're getting the Rebel card that is un-anything. Here you go. Your Rebel card reading is, put the effing phone down. Too much screen time is making you awkward and sad. Go talk to a live person.
Well, and you will be. I see a lot of activity.
That's just what the Rebel card said. I don't know anything. I just read.
And you know what? This is a great time for maybe a makeover before we get into all the festivities that are on the way. A lot of my lady clients, they're pounds. And, you know, if you shop very cleverly, you can find real good sales on fashion out there.
True.
TJ Maxx.
I know. I just got my toes done. Yeah, I'm a regular runner though. I'm an avid runner, jogger. But I'm getting so old and it's starting to affect my legs.
Sometimes, wow, that blouse you're wearing, it's a Calvin Klein.
I know. I just got my toes done.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a regular runner though. I'm an avid runner, jogger. But I'm getting so old and it's starting to affect my legs. But
got her toes done.
The old petty.
Love them.
All right, Sharon, we're going to rock. We're going to roll. Thank you for, I know that sucks when you have that echo thing.
We'll be here tomorrow.
I said repeated back to you guys. I was trying so hard to be patient. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. I wonder if it's your phone or my phone. But go ahead and get your next person. Because I'm going to hear this all come back to me.
Thank you for being caller number one.
Thank you.
And we shall talk again.
Yes.
So everything I've said repeated back to you guys. I was trying so hard to be patient. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. I wonder if it's your phone or my phone. Go ahead and get your next person because I'm going to hear this all come back to me. I'm going to hear this all.
Yeah, it's – I have called somebody and heard that before too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any one person's phone. I think it's just a weird glitch in the system because I've heard that before and it's like, oh, my God. It is so horrible because you got to kind of get, and it's delayed.
It's really delayed. It interrupts your train of thought.
So you talk,
yeah.
And then you hear it back like 3 seconds later. So you really have to like try to block it out, focus on your words.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to rock.
Take care, Sharon.
Rock on. She's still listening. So
okay.
I only put you on mute. I do not hang up. That is your decision.
And I want to mention to everybody, Friday nights are notorious for low callers. And it's, I think, because aren't there a lot of sporting events on Friday nights?
Correct.
People are, that's not very many. Well, it's enough.
It's a lot.
But I mean, if it seems like, wow. Never mind.
No, I know what she's saying. Usually we have 7 or 8 is what she's saying. I'm saying that's a lot for a Friday in my mind. But yeah, what she's saying, a lot of times that list is like almost unachievable already.
Well, remember, on the West Coast, it's only